This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
U.S. farmers will not be seeing a North American trade deal under the Christmas tree this year, despite this week's deal to move the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement forward. The House of Representatives, which must first act, plans to vote by the end of this week. Next week, rather, sending the trade deal to the Senate. However, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters Wednesday the Senate won't be able to consider the agreement until after Christmas, pushing Senate action on USMCA into 2020. McConnell cited the full slate of issues to consider, including spending bills, judicial appointments, and the issues to consider impending impeachment trial. The January Senate calendar is blank, leaving room for a month of impeachment proceedings in the Senate. While Democrats were blamed for stalling the agreement, they flipped the coin to blaming Senate Republicans for causing further delays. McConnell claims House Democrats have waited too long before advancing this agreement to allow for the trade deal to become law this year. But McConnell's intentions could push a Senate vote into February. The Department of Agriculture Wednesday extended sign-up deadlines for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program until December 20th. The USDA officials have cited the prolonged and extensive impacts of weather events this year for moving the deadline beyond its original date of Friday the 13th. USDA announced it also continued to accept applications for the Market Facilitation Program through December 20th. Bill Northey, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, says some farmers are still in the field, adding, "We hope this deadline extension will allow producers the opportunity to participate in these important programs." The DMC program offers protection to dairy producers when the difference between the all milk price and the average feed cost, or the margin, falls below a certain dollar amount selected by the producer. The Market Facilitation Program is part of a relief strategy to support farmers while the administration continues to work on trade agreements. Another round of payments could come next month. In other ag news, lawmakers in the Senate yesterday introduced the Real Meat Act, a bill seeking to end deceptive labeling practices for alternative protein. Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska introduced the bill yesterday. Fisher says the bill would clarify the definition of beef for labeling purposes, eliminating consumer confusion resulting from misunderstanding, and ensure that the federal government can enforce the law. Fisher says beef is derived from cattle, period. She adds the legislation will stop the so-called fake meat companies from misleading consumers about the nutritional merits and ingredient compositions of their products. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association applauded the introduction of the legislation. NCBA President Jennifer Houston says the bill will allow cattle producers to compete on a level playing field. NCBA found a study that 55% of consumers did not understand that plant-based beef wasn't beef at all, but instead an entirely vegan or vegetarian product. The Senate bill is a companion to similar legislation within the House. This year's record rainfall and devastating flooding are forcing tough decisions about the future of farming in the face of climate change. Farmers who lost billions of dollars in grain, livestock, and equipment must decide whether or not to gamble on fertile bottomland as federal officials determine how many damaged levees can and should be rebuilt. Many farmers now believe heavier rain is the new normal, even though skeptical that human activity is a factor. With the ground still soggy heading into the winter, experts say the stage is set for more flooding next spring. In a story we're catching up on that we've told about you earlier, a day after prosecutors dropped criminal charges in a case spotlighting confusion over hemp, marijuana, and conflicting laws, the two brothers from Brooklyn, caught in the chaos, took step forward to sue the city and police department in New York. Oren and Ronan Levy filed notices of claim Wednesday, citing the nightmare ordeal that began with Ronan's November 2nd arrest and the seizure of 106 pounds of hemp plants, tarnished their reputation and threatened their livelihood of selling CBD, the extract showing up lately in everything from candy to coffee. The police department says it will review the lawsuit if one is filed. Moving on into state ag news, as we get out to those holiday parties that are in full of sweet treats, salty snacks, and carb-filled dinners, a nutrition expert at the University of Illinois has some tips on how to keep from overindulging this holiday. Caitlin Mellendorf says it can be rare for you to get to choose the menu, but if you can find some fruit or vegetables to complement your food, that's always recommended.
With all of those different events where you don't really get a lot of control over the foods that are offered to you, if you are able, really look at the menu and see, do you have an option to fill in for some fruits and some vegetables? If you are at a restaurant, usually that is an option. You can have lots. Salads are very popular with restaurants. If you go out to eat, you might be able to pull in a couple of nice salads. You may have a fruit cup option to get you in some fruit. And for those times where you are potlucking and you're able to bring something, that's a great opportunity to bring a dish that you know that you'll eat, and hopefully you can share with your guests and have some of the fruits and the vegetables, whether that's appetizers that include vegetables like maybe a spinach artichoke dip with carrots or some whole grain crackers, or just bringing some seasonal fruit. So right now we're really in the middle of citrus season. So, of course, oranges are very popular.
Eating smaller portions at parties or gatherings can help control food intake as well. Mellendorf explains there are some psychological things you can do, like using a smaller plate. Fill it up and then take a break before thinking about grabbing seconds.
There's some really good psychology around this idea. If you have a smaller plate, it fills up a lot faster, and then it gives your eyes the impression of, oh, my plate's already full. And when you're eating that, you feel like, oh, I actually got a lot of food on this plate, even though it's smaller, that it's very full, and so it gives you this impression of, wow, I did actually get quite a bit on my plate, compared to a larger plate where you have to keep filling and adding to that plate to really feel like it's getting full. And so if you are someone who you're trying to limit how much you eat for that particular meal, the smaller plates are really helpful for that, doing the snack plates. And also with that, giving yourself time to digest. Not going back immediately when you finish your plate. Give yourself 5 or 10 minutes to let that food that you just ate sit there, start to digest. You can, you know, enjoy some of the flavors that are still left behind, and then decide, okay, do I want more? And if so, what am I going to get?
While nutrition experts like Mellendorf are always willing to take your questions, there are several digital resources as well. Mellendorf points individuals to the USDA website for recommendations on cooking temperature for various foods, or the Extension website for recipes. Moving along now into local news with the Ag Community Bulletin Board. Don't forget that the Hillsboro and Highland FFA chapters are collecting toys for Christmas. The Hillsboro FFA chapter is collecting new unwrapped toys for Tots. You can drop those toys off at the Hillsboro High School Ag Building and the main building now through Friday. If you need more information on their toy drive, you can contact FFA advisor Noah Gallion at 618-499-8814. And the Highland FFA's toy drive is a fill a tractor bucket toy drive with multiple drop-offs at locations in Highland, Grant Fork, Alhambra, and Trenton. You can do that as well through Friday. Proceeds from that toy drive will be going to the St. Louis Children's Hospital. And if you need any more information, you can contact any Highland FFA member. In other Community Bulletin Board events, the Christian County Youth Leadership Team will be holding an open house called 4-H Express on Friday evening from 4:30 until 6:30. The event will be held at the Christian County Extension Office in Taylorville and is open to all youth ages 5 till 18 and is free to attend. On Saturday, the Montgomery County Extension will be hosting a cupcake decorating workshop Saturday morning from 9 till 10. This event is for all youth ages 8 to 18 and cost for the event is $5. Following the cupcake workshop, there will be a holiday greeting card workshop from 10 until 11 the same morning. The Jersey County Extension will be hosting a gingerbread architecture workshop at the Jersey County Extension office in Jerseyville on Saturday morning from 10 until 11:30. This event is for youth ages 8 to 18, and you do not have to be involved in 4-H to attend. Cost for that workshop is $10. And on Sunday afternoon, the annual Achievement Awards ceremony for Bond County 4-H will be held from 2 to 4 at the First Christian Church in Greenville. And that'll wrap it up for this Thursday morning edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have ag news for us, you can email that to us at wsmi@wsmiradio.com. So for this Thursday morning, December 12th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.